The disciplined redcoats exit the water and eventually form a 500-foot line in good order on the flat, as Graham reports. As each section reached the shore, they dropped their poles and brought their muskets and cartridge boxes to their proper places, faced to the left, and moved up the narrow strip of low ground to make room for the succeeding section, which moved on in the same manner. By the time the front rank got 20 or 30 steps up the river, they had loaded their pieces and began to fire up the bank. Davidson had kept most of his forces at the Lucas House, less than a mile away upriver to your right, where he could respond at any of several fords in the area. On hearing gunfire, he leads around 300 reinforcements here on horseback. This number may include Graham's. You see some pickets remount their horses and head down the far bank in your direction. Davidson has ordered them to another ford to prevent British cavalry from getting behind his infantry. The last of the British infantry on the scene and first part of green-coated cavalry are in the river when you hear a horn sound from the far end of the British line. There is a pause in shooting from the British as they load. The horn sounds again, and the redcoats start marching or climbing up the riverbank. The bank is so steep, especially on the far end at the ravine, in some cases they are pulling themselves up by exposed roots. Davidson withdraws his line another 50 yards and orders his men to take cover behind trees, one end probably within the current tree line to your right. As the first British heads appear above the bank, Beatty and Henry fire two rounds from behind trees. Then Beatty says, "It's time to run, Bob." But the first British line has topped the bank. "I looked past my tree and saw their guns lowered and then straightened myself behind my tree," Henry says. "They fired and knocked off some bark from my tree." Davidson is probably at the near end of his second line around the picket camp when he is hit in the chest and falls from his horse, dead at 35. Lamb says Davidson was the first man that received us sword in hand and suffered himself to be cut to pieces sooner than retreat. Beatty turns to escape, but is hit in the hip and falls. He yells for Henry to run, who does a 100-yard dash to the rear. Polk takes command and withdraws the Patriots east, though many have already left on their own. "The militia run so fast they have straight shirt tails flying behind them," one says later. The British complete the crossing over the course of hours, camp overnight to the north of the Lucas House, and bury their known dead. Please view the battle map below, and then continue to the audio clip under Casualties.